This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Friday, the 20th day of May 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll have open phones again today, and we have a jam-packed roster of key guests and more coming up. We have Larry Nichols popping in for 30 minutes in the middle of the next hour, the Clinton insider on the fact that Trump's now coming out exposing the rape. And, of course, we have the big news that in a whole bunch of national polls, but two brand new ones, Donald Trump is now way ahead of Hillary Clinton because he took the gloves off against her. That is giant news. We also have Peter Schiff joining us to break down different developments with the economy. And we also have Blair White joining us, who is one of these individuals that is transgendered but critical of the whole leftist angle and bent to the movement. So that is coming up today. You don't want to miss this broadcast. David Knight will host the fourth hour. You know, I could say strap yourselves in, get ready. This is going to be an important broadcast. I could say, oh, my gosh, the world government's out in the open. Things are intensifying. There's just an orgy of over-the-top news. And I guess I did just say that, but I am flabbergasted by how crazy this world's gotten. And every once in a while, I don't prepare for a show, and the crew says, man, that was the best broadcast you've done in a long time. It seems like the more I prepare, by the time I get on air, my head is spinning. I mean, it really, 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 really is. But I'll tell you my main takeaway. The social engineers want us dysfunctional, want us mentally ill. They want us to be completely backstabbing and to be backstabbed ourselves. They don't want strong cultures. They don't want strong, chivalrous systems. They want a bunch of twisted, mentally ill people that revel in criminal activity. So that we're all so busy screwing each other over, we never figure out that the entire civilization has been hijacked by the technocrats. I mean, here are two of the articles today. Google honors Maoist who admired Osama bin Laden. I thank Islam for bin Laden. Notice how the communists are always allied with Islam. Asian American revolutionary Yuri, and I have trouble pronouncing her name, but she's famous, the image of the little Mao megaphone, Yuri Kochiyama, looked up to Karl Marx, Mao Zedong, and Osama bin Laden, to name a few. But that didn't stop Google from honoring her on their homepage yesterday. Now, look at this headline over here. Salon romanticizes pedophile masturbating over five-year-old girl. Leftist news outlet plays dreamy footage of child as pedophile discusses sick fantasy. They're mainlining their cult. And they see this guy as a hero because he's willing to come out in the open. A lot of pedophiles also like to torture children and kill them, of course, and is connected to Satanism and all the rest of it. But see, soon you'll be arrested or kicked off Facebook, mark my words, if you criticize full-grown men coming to your door, because under the new system, your children have a right to choose their gender. They have a right, you know, at age 10 to have an abortion. And they have a right when a man or woman comes to the door and says, I'm here to date your six-year-old, to not stand in the way of them taking your child. And the school will, of course, arrange the dates. And the social workers and the police will be waiting down the street. I'm not kidding. Look how much you didn't think would happen has happened. This is their plan at the UN with NAMBLA. It's right out of the Bible where they come to the door and say, give us your kids, bring them out here. I mean, it's happening. They are coming. They mean business.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
My friends, listen up and listen up good. For the next 48 hours, this Friday through Sunday, we are offering 50% off the best-selling Hillary for Prison shirts and Molon Labe shirts. Hillary for Prison shirt that's sending shockwaves to the media. Patriots are meeting like-minded people. It's amazing. And because I want to see even more of these shirts out there, 50% off, $9.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can choose the Molon Labe shirt as well. Come and take it from my cold, dead hands. Two different t-shirts, both $9.95 this Friday through Sunday, 48 hours only, and this special will end. But here's the key. You've got to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for our free newsletter, and we will send you the promo code directly to your email at checkout to get these t-shirts, one or both, for 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com at InfoWars.com/newsletter. Sign up and get 50% off with the promo code.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of...
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I'm a man of wealth and taste. My name is Pope Francis. Can you guess my name? Pope Francis has declared himself the false prophet of abomination, desolation. In his recent statements to major newspapers like La Croix, Catholic paper in France, biggest one in France, that he doesn't like hearing about Europe's Christian roots and that Jesus was like ISIS telling the disciples to go out across the face of the earth and spread the gospel. Pleased to meet you. Won't you guess my name? My name is Lucifer. Now, I fight fire with fire. We have a lot of news today, but I want to go over this first. The Pope essentially is declaring himself the Antichrist, or declaring himself of Antichrist spirit. Declaring himself the false prophet. Either or, it's all Antichrist spirit. And I've talked a lot about this in the last 2 days, not for lack of news. We have a massive broadcast coming up here today, and I'm about to kick it off officially. But when you have 5 million people brought in, 80% of military-age men, saying they want jihad, and they're attacking Germans, French, and others, the highways have descended into bedlam. They declared civil emergency on the highways in France. People are being robbed and killed daily. The rapes are epidemic. And then they have the Green Party meetings with Muslim leaders on TV saying, soon we will get rid of all of your culture. Blonde-haired, blue-eyed people are bad. And the Germans clap and smile. This is people that have been taught to commit cultural suicide. This is eugenics. This is the so-called leftist death cult. And then after I play this clip that we're going to get to here in a moment, Paul Watson's report, I'm going to play that clip again from Paul Watson's earlier report, and then I'm going to get to Shalon romanticizing pedophile masturbating over a five-year-old girl. Leftist news outlet plays dreamy footage of child as pedophile discusses sick fantasy. These people are assaulting us. And, of course, his name is Todd. And, of course, he has a creeper beard and a creeper mullet. I'm not saying you're bad if your name's Todd, but so many of these type guys have the name Todd, and he just fits the bill. I don't know why, what mold they come out of, but I have two daughters. I have a son. It makes my stomach turn to look at him. But we will look at the bullies that dominate our culture because we are so pathetic and lie down to Todd and lie down to Pope Francis while he pushes socialism and communism and lives behind the shortest walls are 30-something feet. Some of them are 200 feet tall, the inner walls. They have outer and inner. But he says, your borders have to be wide open. What a monster. And they're all coming out openly to break our will. This guy is doing nothing more but completing the takeover that the pedophile guild that hijacked the Catholic Church began. And remember, it was in the news years ago when the last pope stepped down and had to go to Gandalf Castle by helicopter. Now two popes for the first time ever. That they were blackmailing the Catholic Church with all the pedophilia and Satanism and the rest of it. And the group that was actually doing it all and running the satanic takeover is the group that now took it over. And I traveled to Rome to personally investigate it. And now it's all been confirmed. We actually have a satanic entity publicly inverting the cross, inverting Christ in the seat of the pontiff. There is no debate. This signals the earth moving into an even more dramatic time of open evil. You want to see what end times look like? You're seeing it right now. Now, I'm not saying this is the final end time, because the Bible says there are many antichrists, like waves, leading up to the big one. But I'm telling you, it's the next to the last, or could be the last. I mean, this is dangerous. Bishops do not have to report child abuse, Vatican says. You see, now you notice that Pope Francis took over. No more pedophile talk. No more leftist media attacking the Catholic Church. And it had problems before. But now that they've taken over, now the pedophilia is okay. Now the media takes the heat off because it was mission completed. And they'll use pedophile cults to take over Congress, to take over your state house, to take over your church. This is their main cult, is pedophiles. And it's a big, powerful cult. Rome had them as well. Rome declined when the pedophiles took over. It's beyond that. The pedophilia is only one sign of their devil worship, their evil, of the spirits that control them. And the spirit of our age is a pot-bellied pedophile. I mean, they ought to have a huge statue in D.C. of the pot belly, the little skinny legs, the suspenders, the blue shirt of Todd Nickerson, who's a self-described pedophile, though he doesn't act on it. And everyone should just worship it that worships this modern age. By the way, they've got mainstream news saying little girls that see boys' genitals now in the locker rooms and showers in public schools, down to like, you know, we're talking 7th, 6th grade, they're now putting men in the showers with women. You're like, that's over the top. Of course it's over the top. Because after you put up with this, you'll put up with anything. You better clingers. Let's go to Paul Joseph Watson's report that I am retitling and reissuing in my intro here. We're going to put it back out later today. Pope Francis declares allegiance to Satan. I think that's a fair statement when he says Christian roots are bad and Jesus was like ISIS. He's openly declared his allegiance to Satan. He's come out of the closet as a servant of Baphomet. Let's go to the clip.
The Pope says that ISIS's conquest of the Middle East is just like Jesus sending out his disciples. Pope Francis told a French Catholic newspaper, "I don't think there is a fear of Islam as such, but of ISIS and its war of conquest, which is partly drawn from Islam. It is true that the idea of conquest is inherent in the soul of Islam. However, it is also possible to interpret the objective in Matthew's Gospel, where Jesus sends his disciples to all nations in terms of the same idea of conquest. ISIS's war of conquest is like Jesus sending out his disciples." Yeah, I must have missed that Bible chapter where Jesus' disciples beheaded people, forced them into sex slavery, and made them pay a tax on pain of death if they refused to convert. The Pope also said he dreaded hearing about the Christian roots of Europe because to him they take on colonialist overtones. Yeah, if it wasn't for the Crusades, which were a defensive measure against Muslim invaders, most Italian women would be walking around in hijabs right now. But don't worry, because the Pope assures us that everything is going to be fine so long as we just integrate the millions of Muslim migrants flooding into Europe. Oh, you mean like the integrated residents of Molenbeek, Brussels, who helped hide Paris massacre culprit Salah Abdeslam for months? You mean like the integrated Moroccan migrants in Cologne who sexually molested hundreds of German women? You mean like the Muslim immigrants across European cities who are so peacefully integrated that police are afraid to even respond to crimes in their ghettos because they'll get attacked? Yeah, how's that integration working out for you? According to the Pope, this integration also includes Muslims interbreeding with Europeans to fix our declining birth rate. Yes, he actually said that. Muslims pouring into the West to breed with Europeans. Now, where have I heard that before?
We will give them fertility. We will breed children with them. Listen to this guy's accent. Because we shall conquer their countries.
Oh, that's right. Radical Islamist preachers who openly advocate interbreeding as a way to conquer Europe. And all this before we even get to the fact that while the Pope lectures Europeans about allowing in millions of Muslim migrants, he lives in Vatican City surrounded by 39-foot walls that were originally built to keep out Muslim invaders. I mean, why doesn't the Pope just start reciting the Shahada and chanting Allah Akbar at this point? Listen up, Popey. Why don't you stop wasting your time washing Muslim migrants' feet, saying how awfully racist Christianity in Europe are, and actually represent your congregation? Why don't you stop lecturing us all about how evil capitalism is? How's that South American socialism working out for you? Not too good, eh? Why don't you actually do something to address the paedophiles that still infest the Catholic Church? Why don't you actually behave like a Christian by defending Christianity instead of constantly undermining it?
And the report goes on. The reason he's doing this is because he's there to hijack Christianity and lead it straight into bondage. He's calling for world government, world taxes, a global cashless society. And notice every other institution is making its move and uncloaking as agents of evil right now because this great battle is now about to be joined. Oh, he wants more immigrants to come to the city of Rome, but none within the gated city walls of the Vatican itself. Incredible hypocrisy. Now, in other news, speaking of uncloaking, Glenn Beck, as I predicted, met with Zuckerberg and badmouthed other conservatives and agreed that they need to be censored, basically, because of all of the evil. That's mainstream news. And Breitbart asks, is he angling for a PR position at Facebook? He's always been a hardcore agent of the left. That's why he uses Christian terminology to manipulate conservatives. He is the definition of Judas Iscariot. He is the Judas goat. Glenn Beck defends Mark Zuckerberg, attacks conservatives. InfoWars.com has the report. When we come back, though, the poster man, there he is, the god of Salon, the god of the so-called left. The more deviant, the more sick they're into it. A king spokesman for the love of your children. Yeah, they love them. They're coming for them. And Google honors Maoist who admired Osama bin Laden.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
My friends, listen up and listen up good. For the next 48 hours, this Friday through Sunday, we are offering 50% off the best-selling Hillary for Prison shirts and Molon Lave shirts. Hillary for Prison shirt that's sending shockwaves to the media. Patriots are meeting like-minded people. It's amazing. And because I want to see even more of these shirts out there, 50% off, $9.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can choose the Molon Lave shirt as well. Come and take it from my cold, dead hands. Two different t-shirts, both $9.95 this Friday through Sunday, 48 hours only, and this special will end. But here's the key. You've got to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for our free newsletter, and we will send you the promo code directly to your email at checkout to get these t-shirts, one or both, for 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com at InfoWars.com/newsletter. Sign up and get 50% off with the promo code.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
In the night, there's a baby in her hand. She needs help, but will society come to her? Will they give it to her? The answer is no. They're busy being lectured by Salon, now on a daily basis almost, promoting pedophilia and grown men lusting after your five-year-old daughter. And the UN is trying to legalize pedophilia worldwide with NAMBLA as an NGO. I'm here to tell you we have to start valuing our lives again, valuing our children again, and valuing real communication, where we don't just sit there and look at Twitter and Facebook all day and pretend we have lives, but where we actually get conscious. Now, we've got our reporters following Trump on the road, and I saw this video last night on Infowars.com. It's amazing footage. And it's the top story on DrudgeReport.com on the upper right-hand side. We'll be playing that video and breaking it down and getting our reporters on today. Even we got a bump, folks. Our reporters come first. We're so humble here at InfoWars, we could literally have space aliens landing in Washington, D.C., shaking hands with the president. It would not be posted. It would not be covered. It would not be discussed. But we're changing that culture and realizing how important the work is our people do. And I appreciate Drudge helping us realize that, as he tells other independent media, realize we are the new media. We're challenging these people. Angry mob surrounds Trump supporter. The woman had a lot of courage. And then below it, boxer feared for her life at anti-Dem gathering. And she goes on to say, thank God she had armed security. So she is such an incredible hypocrite on so many fronts that she wants your guns. But before we go any further, since I mentioned it, let's go to the horrifying video. Shalon romanticizes pedophile. This is an Infowars.com story. Shalon romanticizes pedophile masturbating over a five-year-old girl. I'm sorry I have to talk like this. This is what's going on in America. Leftist news outlet plays dreamy footage of child as pedophile discusses sick fantasy. Unless you think we're spinning this, here's their own headline. I'm a pedophile, but I'm not a monster. And then in his new article and new videos, Todd Nickerson. Well, that just sounds like a pedo name out of Central Casting. He comes out and just salivates as they mainline. We're people too. Be tolerant of us. Next, it'll be let us teach your kids how we, you know, want them to live. Let us teach your kids about sexuality, which the schools are already doing. Across America, state officials are rebelling, how dare them, against Obama's transgender bathroom decree. And here's the big one. Charlotte Observer, that's the big newspaper. Girls must overcome, quote, discomfort at seeing male genitals in the locker room as they integrate the showers all over the country. This is the mainlining of pedophilia, ladies and gentlemen. Period. And why not? We're such a broke-back nation. We put up with anything. We love to lay down. We love to conform. We think it's liberal to have them jacking with children's sexuality. We think it's liberal to be overrun by scientists who know exactly what they're doing. We're going to go to break, come back, and play this clip. But you know what? Humanity's going to get hit by even worse plagues. Superbugs would kill every 3 seconds by 2050, reports suggest. Fox News. And speaking of the degeneracy of the death cult that calls themselves leftist, Google honors Malice who admired Osama bin Laden. Well, forget admiring bin Laden. How about admiring the greatest mass murderer in history? This lady, you always see her in famous 60s and 70s videos. Yuri Koichiyama. Oh, yeah, she wants the re-education camps, everything. It's her birthday, so they put a sign up saying equality, and the Mal Brigade that comes out and physically attacks us when we protest at abortion clinics, they've got her picture all over their website. They just love her. They just love her and all their dreams of bloody takeovers. But too bad our founders had a Second Amendment, so it's not going to be so easy here as it was in China and Russia and everywhere else you people have been to fill up your fat little tick bellies full of blood as you circle around like demonic buzzards defending the temples that you call Planned Parenthood eugenics facilities. We're going to go to break. By the way, we're running a special that kicks off today through the weekend. It's very easy to get 50% off on the Come and Take It shirt and the Hillary for Prison best-selling shirt. 50% off, $9.95 for these shirts printed right here in America. When you sign up at Infowars.com/newsletter, just put in your email there and we will send you along with clips, videos, articles, reports, a promo code today and throughout the weekend. on the emails the promo code for 50% off on those T-shirts.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the InfoWars. Run. Alex Jones.
Infowars.com/newsletter.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My friends, listen up and listen up good. For the next 48 hours, this Friday through Sunday, we are offering 50% off the best-selling Hillary for Prison shirts and Molon Labe shirts. Hillary for Prison shirt that's sending shockwaves to the media. Patriots are meeting like-minded people. It's amazing. And because I want to see even more of these shirts out there, 50% off, $9.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can choose the Molon Labe shirt as well. Come and take it from my cold, dead hands. Two different T-shirts, both $9.95 this Friday through Sunday, 48 hours only, and this special will end. But here's the key. You've got to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for our free newsletter, and we will send you the promo code directly to your email at checkout to get these T-shirts, one or both, for 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com at InfoWars.com/newsletter. Sign up and get 50% off with the promo code.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
What's that, a double-edged dagger? Dram in the spirit of the New World. Look at the enemy right there.
Live all night with KK.
Predators think we're absolutely on our knees. We're not. I came into that segment and I got angry looking at that guy. And I'm telling you, we need to have the spirit of awakening and getting out of our trance now. Now is the time. Hear those war drums. Get me ready. The sleeping giant needs to awaken. Oh, now they just made him lean forward in the video. You guys make me have a heart attack. I'm talking about I'm a pedophile, is what he says. And he just is the archetype creep out of nightmares that creeps. Oh, my God. We're so weak. We're in such a trance now that the enemy has crawled up out of the sewer. Literal vampire pot-bellied goblins are hobbling around coming after us. I'm not against you if you got a pot belly. I'm just saying we always have a pot belly. I had a pot belly until I got in shape. And I'm going to get to that and then all the other news. It just makes me so angry. The article's up on InfoWars.com. And this is what Salon, loved by the left, loved by the White House. I am so honored that Salon attacks me almost every day of the year and twists what we say and lies about us and has even called for me to be shut down or arrested. Well, of course you want to arrest me. I don't promote people that want five-year-old girls. I don't promote the Saudi Arabian government either. Or Hillary, who protects Bill from all the rape allegations and gives him left cover. But who is the left? They're a bunch of spoiled, rotten, mentally ill people that want to be destroyed. That's what decadence brings. It just brings people that want to be destroyed. Until they're actually being destroyed, then they'll scream. They don't have the moral high ground. They have nothing. These are the parasite controllers now crawling up out of the pit of hell telling us they want our children. It's not enough to abort most of our children. Not enough to sell their body parts. Not enough. In fact, I forgot to cover this. I covered it some yesterday in a Facebook mention, but I didn't cover it on air. Can I have the NPR article about, oh my gosh. They're splicing humans with animals now at laboratories. Oh my gosh. Give NPR a Pulitzer Prize. You know what's even more blasphemous than some pot-belly pedophile going after your five-year-old? It is splicing humans with animals and then saying they have no rights. So that's coming up. But here. A video posted on Salon's Facebook page shows a leftist news organization, resident pedophile, Todd Nickerson. You can't make up a name like that. That is exactly what you'd expect the name to be. Todd Nickerson. That's what Stephen King would write. You know, a pedophile's name would be Todd Nickerson, explaining how he masturbated over a five-year-old girl while romanticizing video footage of a child is used to illustrate his sick fantasy. Nickerson first rose to prominence when Salon gave him a platform. They're not just doing this for attention, folks. They do this because it's a sacrament to them, your children. To explain how lusting after children was merely an alternative sexual orientation, close quote, that people should understand and be supportive towards pedophiles. When conservatives dared to express skepticism towards the premise, Nickerson immediately claimed to be a victim of right-wing hate machine in an article entitled, I'm a pedophile, you're the monsters. And notice the state says, we're going to give your children vaccines without your consent. We're going to have abortions without consent. We're going to take them for sexual training without consent. This is all pedophile induction. Understand? And it's time to tell the left you're not the left. You're monsters. And people they bullied into supporting them, you're trash. You're parasites. You're scum. We don't go with anything you tell us anymore. Here's another one. Charlotte Observer. This is a mainstream newspaper. Girls must overcome discomfort, this is a quote, at seeing male genitals in the locker room. People think I'm joking when I get on air and read mainstream news where girls as young now as the sixth grade are having boys put in the showers with them and vice versa. Man, when I was in sixth grade in sports, you know, up until fifth grade, you didn't take showers and stuff when you were in elementary. Then in sixth grade, you're in there and you go and take showers. And it's a little, you know, weird to, you know, be in there, but you get over it. But now it's little girls. And they do this openly to test and see what you'll do. I remember like 20 years ago in Kansas and other areas, under federal grants, they would put cameras in the girls' showers and boys' showers of middle school kids, and parents would come and freak out to be on the news. And then it turned out the cameras were hooked into law enforcement databases in D.C. The feds are just looking for what kids they want to grab. Because at the top, folks, the FBI, the CIA, the Congress, it's run by pedophiles. Most of the people you see in top positions and top pundits, you need to understand, they don't just rape children, they murder children. And look at how much of the murders come out. And Jimmy Savile and the death and the bodies found in the royal family's palaces and all the dead bodies with the elites here. Folks, raping kids is just the start. They kill them. Satan groups, satanic groups will have women that stay behind closed doors and get pregnant, and then, you know, they have babies to kill them as well. I mean, this is who these people are, and they're now coming out in the open. Also, a shocking editorial in the Charlotte Observer counsel girls to, quote, get over the discomfort they feel at the sight of male genitals when transgender facilities are allowed in North Carolina. And then it goes on to say they will have people with genitals, penises, in there with them. And, of course, you knew this was coming, and I'm going to get to the PETA video. Somehow this all just is in the same file here at the office. Glenn Beck defends Mark Zuckerberg, attacks conservatives. It's unclear if he's gunning for the role in their PR department in the wake of the Blaze's financial difficulties, but even if it isn't, it's hard to tell the difference. Well, Brzezinski wrote about this in the Technotronic Era in 1974, and this is what Zuckerberg met with the communist Chinese leaders more than 15 times, including their top censor twice in the last 2 years. You will still have conservatives. You will still have Christians. In China, they still have conservative websites. They still have Christian websites, but they're state-controlled with state messages, and only a few are allowed. And he is there gunning at the meeting. And I said this last week, and I said this week. Go back. I told you he would come out frustrating himself, lying down on his little snake belly, rubbing his little pot belly on the ground. And he will sit there and come out and go, you know, Zuckerberg's got to control stuff that's fake news and hateful and bad stuff. And there's a lot of extremism, and I agree with it. Remember, he's the guy, when he was on CNN, saying arrest Ron Paul supporters because they want to bomb the government with a money bomb, years after money bombs were well known that was just a fundraising tactic. And you know, saying I'm dangerous and I'm bad and all this stuff. Folks, he's been an operative all along. His job was to kamikaze the Liberty Movement. His job was to come in like a political suicide bomber and blow us up. But now we've been alerted to it. Shot him out the airlock like the alien species Liberty he is, and he's attached with sucker cups to the front of the ship trying to blow the airlock and take us out. He's got to be dealt with, folks, just like in the first movie, The Alien. Got to blast him out into space, suck him into the engines, and burn him up. And I don't mean that literally. I wish no harm against this operative. He should be a museum piece someday, but he's activated, he's coming for us, and his main mission was take me down, as you know. He failed, by the grace of God. Thank you, Lord. But it was rough. He did a lot of stuff behind the scenes, a lot of stuff on the record, and we just took the high road, didn't attack him, prayed that he would stop it, but he didn't. And now he's self-immolated. He's burned himself up in front of everybody. And I'm not going to cook hot dogs on his fire because I like hickory and oak. I don't like roasting hot dogs over a little demonic goblin. So there you have it on that front. But let's get back to speaking of goblins, an even trulier sickening, Beck's just Judas goading the Liberty Movement. I mean, he's not out there promoting things like this, thank God. I guess he's probably a wonderful person. Let's get to Todd Nickerson. Todd. I think it's the name Todd, but it's just, if I was central casting one of these guys, he would look just like this guy, and his name would be Todd Nickerson. Let's go ahead and go to Todd Nickerson.
And she was just standing there watching me, and I remember looking up and just seeing her and just going, wow, she's beautiful.
That looks good, Todd.
I knew I was in
the back it up, back it up, back it up. To the start, he's talking about a 5-year-old girl here. It's hard to watch and understand. Satanist, he may not even know he's one, but children of death, children of wickedness, you know, in my view, I'm sure he's not really a wicked person. They are attracted to innocence and defiling it and destroying it. And they want to destroy the free will before the child is developed, and they psychically admit at the higher levels they are vampiring the essence and the innocence of the children off of them and away from them. And so, at the lower level, Renfield level, like this guy, at the Igor level, this is just one of the little front minions, you know, that's willing to go out and do all this. he's the tip of the iceberg for the horrible thing right under the surface that's now leering at us and uncloaking. They don't have real relationships with full-grown women. They're scared of big, powerful, you know, steaming women with just all the sinew and the smells and the wild-eyedness. They just, oh, like a man's like, I love this, boy. You know, the more female, the more, just can imagine a woman in like a leopard skin and a club in her hand. You know, it's just awesome. Anyways, that's how God made us. This guy's totally threatened by that and isn't attracted to it. He's attracted to children, people that aren't even sexual, people that aren't even developed, people that don't even have the capability to make another child. Because they're such weak, pathetic slime balls. And now they think we're even weaker than them. We'll go, oh, it's your, okay, we'll drop on by this week then. You know, sir, you can court my five-year-old. No, you can't. But the state, mark my words, I'm serious when I say this. This is already happening in some areas of Europe. Is taking 7, 8, 9. Here it's 10, 11, 12-year-old girls away. If the parents are Christians, won't let them, quote, go to the gay groups. Or won't let them go have a sex change. They say, no, you can do that when you're 18 if you want. They're taking them away. And now it's going to be, and this is what NAMBLA wants, take the children away to put them in to be educated into the love. It's the only way to end the discrimination against pedophiles. That's what he says, too, is we're discriminated against. I mean, in any mammal species, if some male or female comes over to somebody's babies that aren't in their family, starts doing weird things to the babies, chimpanzees will break your neck. Wolves will attack you. I mean, any mammal species protects its youth from aberrant, twisted, malfunctioning, demon-possessed, color out of space creatures like this guy. Here it is.
I remember looking up and just seeing her and just going, wow, she's beautiful. I knew I was in deep. I had fallen for the girl. Oh. The last thing I wanted to do was hurt her.
Oh. Last thing I wanted to do was hurt her. Look at his eyes. I'm not a predator.
I took on a regular babysitting gig. She was five. She was a precocious girl.
Hit five. A regular babysitting gig. Don't have a man or a teenage man who wants to babysit your girls or boys babysit. Statistically, they're coming after them. That's why everybody has women. 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 It's known. Now, if you're a brother, they say keep your sisters. That's totally normal. Or if you're a cousin, and it's like reluctantly, hey, come over and, you know, cook dinner and watch the kids, let them watch a movie, and you're like, all right, you know, that's different. But when it's a guy like this, don't let him around your kids. Let's go back. I mean, that's a no-brainer, isn't it? Let's go back to him.
A regular babysitting gig. She was five. She was a precocious girl. She was advanced for her age. She was also very independent. A lot of my fantasies actually revolve around little girls who are in some way more powerful than I am. Eventually,
they're more powerful. Well, of course, they've got life force. They weren't abused like you were when you were young, I would guess. Statistically, I don't know that about this guy. They weren't inducted into this. I want to know who shot video of this little girl for his piece. They need to be investigated. Who shot video of this little girl that's in this video? If you're a radio listener, there's a little, what looks like 2.5, 3-year-old girl dancing around while this guy drools over her and talks about her life force. By the way, I told you, see? Let's go back to it.
Fantasies actually revolve around little girls who are in some way more powerful than I am. Eventually, my attraction became, you know, overwhelming to the point I had to go relieve myself in the bathroom. Hey, that's when I
want to relieve myself with this guy. And it ain't that way. I tell you, it's a good feeling when somebody comes after you. They almost get you down. You get them down. You got broken fist. Still a very satisfying feeling. That's the kind of relief I want here. Gullible, I tell you. Oh, but I'm evil. This guy's drooling over children, and I am physically repulsed and physically have a physical response as a man. It's horrible, but people need to know who's coming for us. This is the Democratic Party. Here they are.
When I had to go relieve myself in the bathroom, that's when I had to leave town and get my head straightened out. I didn't abuse her because I knew the harm that it could cause. Also, you know, remembering the fact that I was abused, it's probably contributed to my own sexuality.
Hit pause. I'm going to be honest. Nico asked this morning, have you seen this? I said, no, I can't make myself see it more than once. So that's why I'm guessing all this as we go along here, and it turns out to be true. Because I just read some of the transcripts in Paul's article. I didn't see those statements. So, see, I'm predicting here. It's not hard to predict. I mean, look at this poor little guy. See, that's why he isn't as demonic. He's more of a Renfield, like a servant of Dracula. But that's why they put him out there, because he's less threatening to the real demons in the shadows. So the spirit of this guy is what I feel urges to attack. I don't want to attack him. But it just shows that they took that little boy right there, put him into their cult, and now he thinks of love as love between a child and an adult. And whatever age they were abused at is the age they start going after when they are adults. If they got abused at 2, they go after 2-year-olds. If they got abused at 7, they go after 7-year-olds. That's how this works. And they're being left alone and allowed to operate now, folks, and they need to be stopped. Because they have a mathematic equation. They don't have children. They replicate by abusing other children and expanding their cult. So, again, I normally watch videos before I play them, but stuff like this, I can only look at it once, so that's why. But you know, I'm glad we all watched it together for the first time. If you saw my predictions be correct.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My friends, listen up and listen up good. For the next 48 hours, this Friday through Sunday, we are offering 50% off the best-selling Hillary for Prison shirts and Molon Labe shirts. Hillary for Prison shirt that's sending shockwaves to the media. Patriots are meeting like-minded people. It's amazing. And because I want to see even more of these shirts out there, 50% off, $9.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can choose the Molon Labe shirt as well. Come and take it from my cold, dead hands. Two different t-shirts, both $9.95 this Friday through Sunday, 48 hours only, and this special will end. But here's the key. You've got to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for our free newsletter, and we will send you the promo code directly to your email at checkout to get these t-shirts, one or both, for 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com at InfoWars.com/newsletter. Sign up and get 50% off with the promo code.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells, because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
I'm going to tell you right now the key to defeating the new world order. It's rediscovering your life force. Alex Jones here, back live. People always ask me, why am I so upset when they're saying get 6-year-old girls ready to see boys in the showers with them in major newspapers, when they are having pedophiles out there saying, you know, I'm not a monster, I, you know, to normalize and humanize it in a cold-blooded tactic using mental patients, using mentally ill people, in my opinion, like this guy who was abused as a small boy, Todd Nickerson. If you're a TV viewer, look at him showing a picture of himself. He was abused as a 3 or 4 year old. So now that's what he's attracted to, is 5 year old girls. They have had their sexuality jacked. Now that's only one division. That's the Renfield kind of bumbling, mentally stunted servants of the pedophile guilds in every culture, in every time. Above that is a more cold-blooded manager level, who a lot of times isn't even into the pedophilia. And then above that are the vampires. And when I say vampires, they don't live forever, but I think they are possessed, and they're into really hurting kids, torturing them, kidnapping them, you name it. And when you look at a lot of, it's come out, the people in the British government, our government, it's come out, government ministers all over Europe caught with little kids in dungeons, dozens of them dead. All over the world, I mean, this comes out in criminology, but it's not really in the news, it's so horrible, that they'll be in little cages, and just the demons, the judges, the politicians, will go and just sit for 10 hours a day with the children just begging and pleading for food and just horrified and their ribs shrinking in. Their favorite thing is starving to death four-year-olds begging for mommy. And then they call it using them up when they finally whimper, give up, roll over, and die. They then have sex with the dead bodies, thank Satan, like Jimmy Savile would do, and go out and grab your next child out of the back of your yard. Now, I'm sorry to have to talk like this, but you need to know who's coming for you and your family. And every instinct in me, I mean, I'll just be quite honest, I start focusing on the enemy, and I get extremely crazed, okay? So, I mean, it's just every instinct in me is just, rah! Just let me into a room with 100 of these people. I'm telling you. And I just don't know where the spirit and the will is to crush the enemy out there. What have they done to us to put us into a trance to put up with this garbage? What have they done to us? What? Again, I'm nothing special, but I see a car wreck, I go help people. Some lady's choking. There's 50 people. Nobody's helping her. Saying 911. I do the Heimlich. Get the food out. 50 years ago, almost everybody do the Heimlich. I've looked at the numbers. The reports have been documented. We're turning into a bunch of self-centered, walking dead trash. And we're such zombies. We're such self-centered crap that we don't even notice hell itself rising up against us. And my very spirit is just absolutely ready at every level to just absolutely. We're under attack, people. Where is the animating contest of liberty? Where is the spirit lifted up against these people? All right, I'm sorry. I focus in on the evil. It really freaks me out, and I don't get like that a lot, but I know the enemy spirit. And I start talking about it, and it just gets me. Because my spirit gets close to that evil, and I feel it, and my whole spirit just goes, they call that crazy. That's not crazy. That's my will, my human spirit saying, crush those that would hurt the innocent. Go after the enemy. Build a civilization. Be honorable. Crush the snakes under your feet. Get behind me, Satan. Now, before I go any further, we got to fund this operation. We got the very best nutraceuticals out there. I don't know if I can run this for another week or so. We want to run it to the end of the month, but that's like 11 days. Because I don't want to sell out before Morgan Stanley X2, the good halogen. 20% off InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsLife.com. You go there, you get that, the great multivitamin mineral fusion with all the amino acids and everything. Vitamin mineral fusion fruit punch mix is there. InfoWarsLife.com. Or call toll 388-253-3139. Sign up for the free newsletter. Get a promo code for 50% off on the Hillary for Prison charts. It's being emailed out today. Fund us. Give me the energy, and I will attack the enemy.